We've stopped at the top after the area called Thorn Hills, and it's a field leading up a hill with a wood at the top of the hill. In the distance, looking south, we can see the lighthouse of Stark Point.
Very clearly today, certainly.
Yeah, very clear. Nice, nice, lovely view. And along the coast, can't see Bee Sands yet, that's hidden by the hill, but after that you can see the village of Hall Sands in the distance.
Nestling just sort of at the bottom of the,
By the
clinging,
way,
clinging onto the cliffs from this angle, well,
that's right. And you can see the two radio masts there behind the village. The walk to Bee Sands is quite quick. We walk over the hill and we're actually skirting round a circular quarry.
Alright.
The bedrock here is a slate, and it's a sort of grey, bluey coloured slate.
We saw a little bit of it just as we were coming up the steps there, didn't we?
Yes, it's used for building materials and roofs and things, but it's not very good. It's nowhere near like Welsh slate. But interestingly, the geology suddenly changes along here, and we'll see this. On the other side of here, we will come across different type of rock underneath, which is what Stark Point's made of.
So carrying on up the hill then until we get to the next stop.